As she walked away from the medical center, Clark could almost feel the vial pulsing in her pocket, like the heart in the old story Wells had discovered at the library the other day. He'd offered to read it to her, but she'd flatly refused. The last thing she needed right now was to hear creepy pre-cataclysm literature. She had enough scenes of horror playing out in her real life. The vial Clark carried in her pocket could never have a heartbeat, she knew. Just the opposite. The toxic cocktail of drugs inside was designed to stop a heart for good. When Clark got home, her parents weren't there. Although they both spent most of the day in their lab, over the past few weeks, they'd conveniently found excuses to leave right before Clark returned from her training and rarely came back until just before she went to sleep. It was probably for the best. As Lily grew sicker, Clark could barely look at her parents without feeling a surge of rage. She knew she wasn't being fair. The moment anyone protested, the vice chancellor would have her parents executed and Clark confined within days. But that didn't make it any easier for her to meet their eyes. The lab was quiet. As Clark wound her way through the maze of empty beds, all she could hear was the drone of the ventilation system. The soft buzz of conversation had faded as more and more bodies were secreted away. Lily seemed even thinner than she'd been the day before. Clark crept toward her bed and ran her hand gently down her friend's arm, shuddering as bits of her skin fell away. She slipped her other hand into her pocket and wrapped her fingers around the vial. It would be so easy. No one would ever know. But then Lily's pale lashes fluttered open, and Clark froze. As she stared into Lily's eyes, a cold wave of terror and revulsion crashed over her. What was she thinking? An overpowering urge to destroy the vial tore through her body, and she had to take a deep breath to keep herself from hurling it against the wall. Lily's lips were moving, but no sound was coming out. Clark leaned forward and gave her a small smile. Sorry, didn't catch that, Lil. She lowered her head so her ear was closer to Lily's mouth. What did you say? At first, Clark could only feel the soundless wisp of air on her skin, as if there wasn't enough breath in Lily's lungs to push the words out of her mouth. But then a faint moan escaped from her chapped lips. Did you bring it? Clark raised her head to look into her friend's panic-filled brown eyes. She nodded slowly. Now. The word was barely audible. No, Clark protested, her voice shaking. It's too soon. She blinked back the tears that had begun to fill her eyes. You could still get better, she said. But the lie sounded hollow, even to her.